Emma, Snake and Hal are waiting for us in Shell One's computer room. I've got this disk that the president gave me. This disk is supposed to contain a virus that can corrupt Arsenal Gear's operating system. We need you to...
This is my program.
What?
Why did the president give it to you?
Huh?
Did something happen to the president?
President. He's dead.
What?
You actually wrote this virus?
It's not really a virus. It's more like a worm cluster. It's actually a delayed effect autonomous program that's designed to invade GW's cerebrum and render its nerve connections useless.
You know what GW is?
Of course. I created it.
Huh?
You look surprised.
Well...
Cat got your tongue?
I'm sorry. How about the Patriots? Ever heard of them?
Yes, but I only know what I've been told.
Can you tell me what you know?
Sure, but it's hard to put into words.
Right. Are you reading me, Emma?
Yes, loud and clear.
The president said that Arsenal Gear was the Patriots' key to supremacy.
That's as good a description as any.
What exactly is it?
It's a massive data processing system capable of controlling information on a global scale.
A data processing system?
That's right. The system's a social device for maintaining the Patriots' control.
You've lost me.
Well, in this day and age, information emerges from every direction and is freely distributed. A variety of information gathered by servers employing the latest in high-speed communication networks and P2P technology is rapidly circulated to individuals. In fact, the speed of this circulation process is accelerating on an almost daily basis. The Patriots seem to be afraid of this development. Apparently, they believe that their role will shift from dominant to dominated.
Huh?
Let me give you an example. You're aware of Solid Snake's anti-Metal Gear activities, aren't you?
Yeah, I know a little about it.
Well, that's just a small sample of uncontrolled information. I can guarantee you the Patriots did not want Solid Snake's name publicized. Now, look at it like this. Political scandal, corporate corruption. Up until now, the Patriots have managed to keep a lid on these and other self-serving events. But with their existing data processing system, they're no longer able to effectively control the flow of information generated at the individual level. With the newly created system, they can fully regulate digital information. High-level information can be categorized in stages, given clearance levels, and deleted as necessary, never to be seen by the public. By deleting such information, the Patriots can shape the course of history as they see fit.
Somebody's bound to catch on.
No, the memory capacity, not to mention the lifespan of the average individual, is extremely limited. On the other hand, digital information lasts virtually forever. It doesn't deteriorate.
So?
The alphabet. 26 letters, right? It could have been 30 letters. What if the 4 deleted letters were controlled by a program?
Impossible.
It's not. In fact, something similar is already underway. Do you know how many genes exist in an individual?
About 30 to 40,000.
Right. That's what was announced at the turn of the century. But there's actually 100,000 according to the original theory advanced by the scientific community. Information regarding the remaining 60,000 was suppressed by the Patriots.
No.
Why? How would you know? Do you know what a gene looks like? Did you count them yourself?
There are research organizations.
Of course. And their reports have already been subtly altered. They're even beginning to believe the doctored reports. GW is a system that allows the Patriots to decide what will be recorded in tomorrow's history.
So what we're talking about is one huge censorship system for deleting information which might be inconvenient to the Patriots.
Exactly. The actual physical core for handling the task, GW, is installed in Arsenal. It's the only system in the world with an optic neural AI that has a parallel processing capacity of 980 trillion Hamets.
I suppose that being a specialist in neural AI and complex logic played a significant role in your association with the Metal Gear Project.
That's not the only reason.
What do you mean? I guess there are plenty of other reasons.
Yes, there are.
I understand.
Do you?
So Arsenal Gear was actually designed to protect the GW system, wasn't it?
Yes. It's armed with everything, including nuclear weapons, and is fully equipped with cyber-terrorist countermeasures. Physically and logically, it's the ultimate fortress for housing GW.
But is the AI actually capable of controlling everything?
No. GW is only the system's core. It's only for deciding what data is stored or deleted. The actual subsystem for executing the task exists within our social structure.
What?
Do you remember the panic that gripped the computer industry prior to the end of the century?
You mean the Y2K problem?
That's right. If you recall, our government supplied the world with a countermeasure program using the internet at full capacity. The program was distributed to every governmental organization, every key facility throughout the world. In addition, the same program was included in an OS application for distribution among the public.
Let me guess. The Y2K countermeasure contained a program designed by the Patriots.
Yes, and everything supplied from that day onward contains the same program.
Impossible!
Do you know how a computer operates? Do you really know the basic principles on how data is exchanged? Nobody's aware of it, but there's a subsystem in place, and it's about to be activated.
Is that why Solidus wants to burn out every electrical circuit in Manhattan with a nuclear blast?
Probably. But the overall system isn't actually complete.
What?
It still lacks the necessary factors for judging situations. I heard they were planning a major experiment in the next few days to provide complex data for GW to study. And suddenly all this happens.
Emma, it's not your fault. If it wasn't for the terrorists...
Yeah, you're right. Well, I think that's about all I know.
Right. Thanks. I think we'd better head for the computer room.
My bird in the computer room! Is he safe?
That noisy overgrown parakeet?
Excuse me, he's a parrot. And he's my best friend. My only friend.
Well, the bird's okay.
Good. Did you know that in the old days, miners used to take a canary into the mine shafts to detect toxic gas?
That's what he's for?
No. I really needed someone to talk to.
Right. I think we'd better get moving. We've got a little longer to cover than the last time.
I'll give it my best.
Whatever you do, don't open your eyes.
Why not?
A dead body, not a pretty sight.